and good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, it's been an interesting week thus far. I had blood work done today. And they're going to test to see if I have the antibodies for COVID-19. Be interesting. One of the people at that facility had been ill back in December, and it was discovered he had COVID-19. So it's been around a whole lot longer than we've been led to understand. Anything is possible. Well, as I said, today is May 27th, 147th day of the year. Leap year, it's 148th day. Near 1096, Count Amicio enters Mainz, where his followers massacre at least 600 Jewish citizens. The year 1120, Richard III of Capua is anointed as prince 2 weeks before his untimely death. 1153, Malcolm IV becomes King of Scotland. 1199, John is crowned King of England. 1257, Richard of Cornwall and his wife, Sancha of Provence, crowned King and Queen of the Germans at Aachen Cathedral. 1644, Manchu Regent Dorgon defeats rebel leader Li Zicheng of the Sun Dynasty at the Battle of Shanghai Pass, allowing the Manchus to enter and conquer the capital city of Beijing. 1703, Tsar Peter the Great founds the city of St. Petersburg. 1798, the Battle of Ollant Hill takes place in Wexford, Ireland. Irish rebel leaders defeat and kill a detachment of militia. 1795, War of the Second Coalition. Austrian forces defeat the French at Winterthur, Switzerland. 1813, American forces capture Fort George in Canada. 1860, Giuseppe Garibaldi begins his attack on Palermo, Sicily as part of the Italian unification. 1863, first assault on the Confederate works at the siege of Port Hudson. 1874, the first group of Dorsland trekkers under the leadership of Gert Alberts leaves Pretoria. That's in South Africa. 1883, Alexander III is crowned Tsar of Russia. 1896, the F-4 Strength St. Louis, East St. Louis tornado hits St. Louis and East St. Louis, killing at least 255 people and causing over $10 million in damage, which for that time was a tremendous amount of money. Now, not so much. 1905, the Russo-Japanese War, the Battle of Tsushima begins. 1917, Pope Benedict XV promulgates the 1917 Code of Canon Law. That's the first comprehensive codification of Catholic canon law and the legal history of the Catholic Church. 1919, what happened? There we go. The NC-4 aircraft arrives in Lisbon after completing the first transatlantic flight. 1927, Ford Motor Company ceases manufacture of the Model T and begins to retool to make the Model A. 1930, 1,046-foot-tall Chrysler Building in New York City, the largest man-made structure on the planet at the time, opens to the public. That was 319 meters tall. 1933, the New Deal. The Federal Securities Act is signed into law, requiring the registration of securities with the Federal Trade Commission. 1933, Walt Disney Company releases the cartoon Three Little Pigs. And it has a hit song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? 1935, Supreme Court of the U.S. declares the National Industrial Recovery Act to be unconstitutional in ALA Sector Poultry Company versus U.S. 1937, in California, the Golden Gate Bridge opens to pedestrian traffic. creates a link between San Francisco and Marin County, California, 1940. In the Leopardus Massacre, 99 soldiers from the Royal Norfolk Regiment, a unit are shot after surrendering to German troops. Only two members of that unit survive. 1941, Franklin Roosevelt proclaims an unlimited national emergency. That same year, the German battleship Bismarck is sunk in the North Atlantic. Almost 2,100 men die in that sinking. 1942, in Operation Anthropoid, Reinhard Heydrich is fatally wounded in Prague. He dies of his injuries 8 days later. Germans went on a killing spree in retaliation. Heydrich was, at that time, many said the number three man in Nazi Germany. Hitler thought the world of him. 1958, the first flight of the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom II. 1960, in Turkey, a military coup removes President Bayar and arrests the democratic government from office. 1962, the Centralia mine fires ignited in the town's landfill right above a coal mine. 1965, American warships began the first bombardment of National Liberation Front targets within South Vietnam. 1967, Australians vote in favor of a constitutional referendum granting the Australian government the power to make laws to benefit Indigenous Australians to count them in the national census. Also in 67, U.S. Navy aircraft carrier John F. Kennedy is launched by Jacqueline Kennedy and her daughter Carolyn. 1971, the Dahlerud train disaster, worst railway accident in West Germany, kills 46, injures 25 near Wuppertal. 1971, Pakistani forces massacre over 200 civilians, mostly Bengali Hindus, in the Bagmati massacre. 1975, Dibbles Bridge coach crash near Grassington in North Yorkshire in England kills 33, the highest ever death toll in a road accident in the United Kingdom. 1980, the Gwangju massacre. Airborne and army troops of South Korea retake the city of Gwangju from civil militias, killing at least 207 and maybe many more. They're not really sure how many died. 1984, the Danube Black Sea Canal is opened in a ceremony attended by the Kosakas. It's been under construction since the 1950s. 1996, the first Chechen War. The Russian President Boris Yeltsin meets with the Chechen rebels for the first time and negotiates a ceasefire. 1997, the 1997 Central Texas tornado outbreak occurs. Multiple tornadoes fly across the state, Central Texas, including the F-5 that killed 27 in Jarrell. 1998, Oklahoma City bombing. Michael Fortier sentenced to 12 years in prison and fined $200,000 for failing to warn authorities about this terrorist plot. 2001, members of the Islamic extremist group Abu Sayyaf seized 20 hostages from their affluent island resort in Palawan in the Philippines. This matter was not resolved until June of 2002. In 2006, the 6.4 Yogyakarta earthquake shakes central Java with an MSK intensity of 8, leaving more than 5,700 dead and 37,000 injured. 2016, Barack Obama is the first president of the United States to visit Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park and meet Ibukusha. 2017, Andrew Scheer takes over after Rona Ambrose as the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. And in 2018, Maryland flood event. Flood occurs throughout the Patapsco Valley, causing one death, destroying entire first floors of buildings on the main street in Ellicott City. It even overturned cars. Numerous births and deaths on this particular date in history. Then holidays and observances. In Nicaragua's Armed Forces Day. In Nigeria, Children's Day. Christian Feast Days, Augustine of Canterbury. Blessed Logie Grodzki, Bede, commemoration in the Anglican Communion, Bruno of Wurzburg, Eutropius of Orange, Hildebert, Julius the Veteran, and it's the Eastern Orthodox Liturgics for May 27th. Bolivia's Mother's Day. It's Navy Day in Japan. Slavery Abolition Day in Guadalupe, St. Bartholomew, and St. Martin. And the start of National Reconciliation Week in Australia. Certainly, we're talking about a lot of activity in May. Now, interestingly enough, let's see. I was looking for the date of death of Saddam Hussein. He was the former leader of Iraq. He was actually hung after being convicted of what amounted to war crimes. When you look at all the possible activities that happened in the month of May, certainly it's been a very active month, year in and year out. Now, we were talking about Ghost. I've got a new book I'm working on, Railroad Ghost. Because there's quite a number of interesting stories about haunted trains, ghostly conductors. Now, we were talking about the state of California. In San Diego, which is quite an interesting town, is Ramona High School. Students in the band room have reported instruments and cases being ejected out of lockers, even those that are locked with combination locks. And during private tutoring sessions, their cases will be literally ripped open. Then there's San Marcos, Elfin Forest, Quest Haven Asylum. Reports of orbs and an apparition of a man with a missing arm are seen behind the gates of this asylum. There's a video on YouTube, and you look under the heading of Quest Haven. You know, interestingly enough, I found a lot of stories about haunted asylums. Apparently, the human mind is capable of many, many things. And when a human mind is under the type of stress that inmates of asylums are, who knows what can come up. Then in San Diego's the Screaming Tree. It's in the suburb of Lakeside. It's in the Willow Road. There's a narrow dirt road, and down this road some distance, and in fact, you'll even pass a slaughterhouse. There's a clearing that's got a big tree in it. And if you drive up to the tree and blast your horn three times, you'll hear a girl scream. Now, this area is said to be a hangout for dubious characters, so it may or may not be a good idea to go there by yourself, but certainly you can go there with others, and who knows what you can find. Then in San Diego's the Whaley House, haunted by Thomas Whaley, and there's also said to be other spirits there. This house was once a courtroom used by the city. The haunting extends beyond Thomas Whaley and involves a man hung just outside the house. Now, he stole a boat, and he was brought up on charges, found guilty, taken outside, and hung. One visitor who was looking for ghosts felt the presence of a woman while touring the house in one of the upstairs bedrooms. She said it really wasn't frightening. In fact, the presence felt quite welcoming. And there are stories that the Whaley House even gives tours. Then in San Diego is the U.S. Grant Hotel, built in 1910. Apparently, a number of witnesses have seen a man walk the hallways of the hotel. Sometimes he goes into the rooms and causes disturbances. Then in San Diego is the Vagabond Motel near the 5 Freeway in Garnett. Witnesses have reported a tangible feeling of dread, oppression, and sadness in room 325 and the hallway near it. There have been occasional glimpses of a spirit that they've named Amanda. She's a tall, blonde, or reddish-haired young woman. Apparently, she was a former beauty queen and model who depressed over her inability to kick a drug habit, slit her own throat while staying in that room. Apparently, she wants your prayers. If you pray out loud, it replaces the air of dread with an air of calm and peace. And a number of witnesses who have tried it have reported the scent of jasmine. San Diego, the Villa Montezuma. It's on K Street near Barrio Logan. Built in 1887 for a musician named Jesse Shepherd. The house on the inside has a very dark, heavy feeling. After he died, the house went through a succession of owners, all of which claimed bad things happened to him while in possession of the house. Shepherd once enjoyed great wealth and fame, but at the end of his life, he was almost penniless and many said emotionally unstable. The house is also said to be haunted by Shepherd himself and an elderly widow who previously owned the house. Many people have seen her looking out the window in one of the towers. Now, according to the local legend, the reason for Shepherd's haunting said to be the fact that Shepherd was known for being able to channel. Famous piano players are playing. It was once reported to be playing Mozart with one hand and Chopin with the other. It's believed that while channeling these great composers, he channeled some negative energy that went actually into the house. Beautiful stained glass portraying pictures of famous composers, writers, and artists adorn the house. You can find them in many rooms. In some of these, the hair seems to be turning gray and the beard seems to be growing. Witnesses report feeling a strong presence. There have been reports of seeing scenes of the past. Feels like somebody's actually looking out the window through your eyes. Very uncomfortable, odd feeling, according to those that have experienced it. Then there's also in San Dimas, we have the Extended Stay Hotel. Now, the first floor is haunted primarily by a guest that killed himself in room 130. Said a man who was very depressed decided to commit suicide by slitting his wrist and made his way from the bedroom to the bathroom where he was found by the maintenance engineer. For those that don't understand such terms, that's the janitor. The moment you enter that room, you're greeted with a presence that's almost palpable. It's almost impossible to sleep in this room, although it's been renovated completely since his time. Many guests have asked to move due to having the feeling that somebody's watching them the whole time they're in the room. And normally, to avoid issues, the hotel will very rarely rent out this room. Then at San Dimas, there's raging waters. Many employees have experienced the park phones ring at all hours of the night. Most of the time, they come from the Wave Cove attraction. Now, when it's answered, the line is usually static, and when they've investigated, security guards have found the phone hanging and swinging as if it was just dropped by somebody. Now, some guards report hearing the voice of a young girl asking for help. Night guards report they've had their names called while they're walking through the Upper Pavilion food court, and they've heard footsteps as if somebody's running up from behind them. Now, nothing's ever been reported to be seen. They just hear things. Now, a number of years ago, a small girl drowned in the Water Cove. It's believed to be the spirit of this young lady that makes herself known. Now, according to a correction I received, a little girl drowned in the wave pool. In fact, there were enough drownings, you can't go out swimming in it unless you have an inner tube. And she was sent to first aid. The freezer storage for the lower plaza food area happens to be where the first aid booth used to be located. The place is called the Dungeon. People say they've seen a girl in there, and those who encounter her say they're afraid to go back. They don't want to see her again. Then in San Dimas is the Pinnacle Peaks Restaurant. Witnesses have seen a little girl with long hair is believed to be Indian who's been seen walking in the restaurant among the customers, and tricks get played on the servers with glasses falling and people being tripped. If you go into the restaurant at the bar on the wall on the west side, you'll see an old picture of a bunch of cowboys, and sometimes you'll just see a huge face in that picture. Building's very old. It was supposedly an original stagecoach stop. Then there's the San Dimas Mansion, also in San Dimas. Mansion was built in 1887, so it's quite an old building. Been reports of banging on the windows, the doorbell ring by itself. Here's somebody trying to pull open a locked door, and sometimes you see things slide across the floor. San Francisco's the Abraham Lincoln High School. Late at night, toilet paper can be heard unraveling in the girls' bathroom by the main office. Also in the girls' bathroom by the band room, if you walk in and you squat down, feet can be seen in a stall. But when you open a door, there's nobody there, and occasionally you'll hear a voice say hi. And the room of the cafeteria is locked, and nobody's allowed in there because in that location, a young lady was raped and murdered. And, of course, there are, shall we say, residuals. San Francisco, we have Alcatraz. Now, that's an interesting place. Began life as a fort that was built to protect. This is before the Civil War. The port then became the prison everybody's familiar with. In the former eating area, a lot of voices can be heard, even though there's nobody to be seen. And in some of the cell blocks, you hear people talking, even though there's nobody to be found. You hear footsteps and the sounds of cell doors opening and closing that echo throughout the corridors. And a number of folks reported feeling cold spots and feeling that they're not alone, even when they are. Now, at one point, during the time that Scarface Al Capone was there, they had a prison band. He played the banjo, from what I read. And sometimes you'll hear somebody strumming a banjo. In the dining hall at Alcatraz, all kinds of cold spots are felt. Then there's the Bay Bridge. While driving on the lower deck at night towards Oakland, drivers will hear knocking on the windows of the car. Some have reported seeing a headless man running next to the car, keeping up with the car, as I might add. Believed to be the victim of the 1989 earthquake, which caused a great deal of damage and a lot of deaths. Then there's the Cameron House in San Francisco, located on Sacramento Street in Chinatown. Once owned by Lady Cameron, the basement of the house was a refuge for Chinese immigrants from lives of prostitution and slavery. Now, in Chinatown, there was a lot of discrimination. It was almost a world unto itself. Now, Lady Cameron is said to have sealed the doors in the basement to protect immigrants from inspections by police. I mean, she reasoned if you can't open the doors, they can't inspect and arrest and maybe kill the people that were hiding in the rooms. But the people were able to come in and out through a secret passageway. Now, rumors about her philanthropy spread, and some people came and literally destroyed the house. They burned it down. Everybody who was hiding in the rooms underneath the house died. Now the restored Cameron House, which has been turned into a church, has the ability to send chills up your spine. The basement doors are still sealed, but every door contains a red charm and a gold charm to seal in the spirits, so to speak. And the pipes that run along the ceilings run to the end of the hall, forming an X over a door with the script, "Do not enter." Photographs taken in the house have shown white figures in the background. Nobody seems to know who they are. Suppose that these photos are nonchalantly mingled in with normal ones and kept in a photo album at the site. Now, this death and destruction happened in the 30s. And, it'd be interesting to know what led to it all. How did word get out that Lady Cameron was shielding a lot of Chinese immigrants from those who would oppress them? Then in San Francisco, the Child Support Services, in that building, is a woman about 20 to 30, walks around and moves things. People mistake her for a woman working there. She's always seen walking about the building after closing time, and when the janitors are trying to clean, she's always getting in front of the vacuum cleaner. She really doesn't bother people, but she really scares the crap out of them and always misplaces workers' badges and keys. It would appear she's trying to get their attention. Now in San Francisco is the Corpus Christi Elementary School. Now, the back room in the parish hall seems to be an area of activity. Some say they've seen ghosts walking around and playing in that room. There are pianos in the room, and some people claim to hear them being somebody playing classical music, but when they investigate, there's never anybody there. They say that people were murdered in that room, and these spirits are the ones that continue to haunt. Then there's the Corpus Christi, it's abbreviated as CCS Elementary School. I assume that's Corpus Christi. There's an urban legend about an elderly church-going woman who was murdered by being pushed from a steep staircase whose body is later disposed of in a nearby dumpster. It's said when young girls use the bathroom near the staircase, you can hear her praying. Some say she is saying the rosary. Then there's Golden State Park. There's a ghost of a police officer, said the room, Golden State Park. People get pulled over and given speeding tickets by this guy, but when they go to file through the courts, they'll find out that officer listed doesn't exist. In fact, he's been dead for almost 20 years. Well, according to the story, if a cop is in the park and trailing, you need to go outside the park first before you pull over. And if it in fact is the ghost, he won't leave the confines of the park. Then there's Haskell House, where the ghost of Senator Broderick has been seen many times pacing back and forth across through the various rooms. Then there's James Denman Middle School. Teachers and students both have reported seeing a dead girl walk up the stairs. She haunts the second floor in the girls' bathroom. She closes the door to the stall and flushes the toilets. Many people say her name is Elizabeth. Folks also hear somebody moving chains on the third floor, but when they investigate, they never find anybody. Then in San Francisco is Lucas Films, which has also been reported as formerly being an abandoned army hospital. A lot of soldiers died, and their ghosts still haunt this hospital in Park Presidio. It's fenced off, but you can find ways to get in, either under the fence or over it. A lot of windows have been boarded up, but a basement door toward the back of the building is usually open. And a lot of windows are busted out, and it's musty, graffiti-filled, and quite spooky. And witnesses report hearing footsteps and seeing reflection of lights and sometimes feeling a very, very cold draft. Even the San Francisco Police Department doesn't like to go in there. The police patrol the area, and if you trespass, it's possible you can get arrested or ticketed. And as of March of 2008 update that I received, it was torn down. And there have not been any new reports since that area was purchased by Lucasfilms. Then there's Martin Luther King Middle School in San Francisco. The place in the school that's the most haunted is the boys' restroom on the second floor. The ghost is said to be a boy named Johnny. The story is he was a bad kid that loved to pick on students till one day he asked to go to the restroom. When he didn't come back, they sent somebody up there to look for him, and he wasn't there. It said if you're alone in the hall, you hear a knocking on the bathroom door. The teachers keep that bathroom door locked, and nobody's allowed to go in. which could kind of count for problems. If you got to go, you got to go. Okay, then we have the Neptune Society Columbarium, located at 1 Lorraine Court in San Francisco. Originally, this was part of the Oddfellow Cemetery. The Columbarium still stands over Geary Boulevard near Stanion Street. This repository of the dead is not only interesting eye candy, but it's been a place of ghostly sightings as well. One witness reported feeling a hand on her back. When she turned around, there was nobody there. But an eerie white handprint remained on her blouse. Now, the Columbarium is a registered city landmark. It is open to the public, and donations are encouraged. And if you go there at night and sit quietly, who knows what you can see. Then there's the Ocean Beach Cereal Bath. I'm sorry, I can't read my own handwriting. Sutro Bath. Now, the Sutro Baths have quite a history behind them, and there's a tunnel that lies directly to the right of the old sunken building. It's been said that many people have been sacrificed at the end of this tunnel, and if you go at night and light a candle at the end of the tunnel, somebody will come and pick it up and throw it in the water that rushes up just beyond the rocks. You won't ever see who it is, but you'll see the candle go flying out into the water. Then there's the Orchard Supply Hardware Store. And there's a story a girl was murdered and raped in the warehouse area of the store the year before it became the Orchard Supply. Employees reported seeing a figure walking about, and footsteps that are heard seem to be the sounds of high heels. Now, the employees don't wear high heels, and no one who has the right to be there wears high heels. They also hear screaming and laughing, as well as boxes being moved about. A number of witnesses report that this entity likes to blow in men's ears, and girls with long hair often feel a slight tug on their hair. One story talked about a worker just shrink-wrapped a pallet. Power went out, and there was a five-second delay before the generator came back on. But when the lights came back up, the pallet had been completely unwrapped, and the packing material was gone. Then in San Francisco's the Paso Robles Hotel. 911 operator got a call from room 1007 in this hotel. When the police investigated and found the room empty, the manager thought the call might have come from the ghost that is said to haunt that room. Now, the ghost is believed to be that of a deceased night clerk who died when the former hotel that stood there burned down December 19th, 1940. This current hotel was built from bricks that came from that hotel. Several hotel employees report getting calls from room 1007 to the front desk, but when they investigate, that room is always empty. And there's the Queen Anne Hotel in San Francisco. Located at the corner of Sutter and Octavia, the Queen Anne Hotel is an elegant Victoria-style building that dates back to the 1890s. Now, once you're inside, there's free access to all the floors and even some of the rooms. A lot of so-called paranormal investigators have really enjoyed their time in this hotel. And you can spend a night or two in the Miss Mary Lakes room. Before the hotel was a hotel, it was a school for girls, since few girls had access to education back in those days. Miss Mary Lake was the teacher. She was dedicated to her work, but when the school was closed down, she was heartbroken, and it's said that she died in that room, but her spirit remains. You can find her in what was her room, which is room 410 on the top floor. Then in San Francisco, Richmond's Point Isabel Regional State Line Shoreline Park. There's witnesses have seen a young woman in that area searching the shoreline for something, and if you approach her or ask her what she's doing, she just fades away. Then in San Francisco's the Safeway. It's located in the middle of San Francisco between 17th Avenue and Taravale. Been a number of sightings by employees of a young boy in the empty hallways leading back to the storage room. Usually it's around 12 a.m., about closing time. The employees and even a customer or two saw a young male looked to be between 7 and 10, walking slowly toward them, but from a distance. And as he got closer, he got fainter until he was gone. One of the employees claimed to see the young spirit sitting beside some crates with his head down, his arms wrapped around his knees. The customer simply believed he saw somebody standing on the corner at the end of the hallway, facing against the wall. He wanted to use a nearby restroom before he saw that figure. Now, all the pictures that have been taken and what people have seen report that the figure appears to be blurry. They said there's definitely a lack of lighting inside the location. Rumors are the building was once a motel in the mid-1900s till it burned down because the owner had money problems and there were issues with local gang members. But who the young boy might be or why he haunts this location is certainly a mystery. San Francisco Art Institute, supposedly built on a cemetery from the early 1900s. There was an earthquake, and in the aftermath, the cemetery apparently got lost in the shuffle, and the building was built on top of it. It said a few restless spirits haunt this building. Then in San Francisco, the San Remo Hotel. Originally, it was a brothel owned by a madam, and she reportedly haunts room 33. She's been known to knock on the doors of the hallway the room is in, and when people open the doors, they don't ever find anybody. And there are also reports of a little girl roaming the hallways and trying to get into room number 42. It's actually, by many people who spent time there, said to be an amazing hotel and a great place to stay with large groups, and it's also inexpensive. There are always cold spots to be felt in both the rooms and the halls, and quite often you think you get the feeling somebody's watching you. But it's been reported to be a calming feeling, not strange. Then there's the School of Arts High School. It's formerly the site of McAteer High School. Singing can be heard in the third floor bathroom, even when no one's there. Also on the third floor, there's knocking on the lockers and sounds can be heard from inside locked classrooms. But when you investigate, you never find anybody. Then there's Strawberry Hill, Stoll Lake, Golden Gate Park. It's been said in the 20s or 30s, a woman became pregnant and hid the pregnancy from her family. She disposed of the child and in a fit of remorse, killed herself in the reservoir. And a number of witnesses report if you're at Stoll Lake at night, you'll see her walking around Strawberry Hill looking for her baby. And there's the Mansions Hotel. The ghost of the original owner's daughter, her name was Claudia, can be seen and heard by staff and guests. She's been known to communicate to yes and no answers. So if you happen to see her, ask her if she is the ghost that haunts the place. Then there's Trinity Episcopal Church. Witnesses report a gray figure come out of the men's bathroom and disappearing into the walls on the other side of the hall. They've also reported experiencing giraffes and seeing the shadows of a person moving through the hallway. And an apparition in a white suit's been reported quite often. Then there's USCF Medical Center. The intensive care nursery is haunted by women that have died in childbirth. Number of children haunt the pediatric. The eighth floor was so bad it had to be exercised, and even now is not used all that much. Then Washington High School in San Francisco. It's been said that the boys' third floor restroom is haunted at night or in later hours after school when not so many people are around. Witnesses reported seeing a figure standing by one of the stalls. When they're approached, they vanish. Gabrielino High School in San Gabriel. It's less than 2 miles from the San Gabriel Mission, which houses a historical cemetery. It's rumored that the Gaborino site was built on a cemetery of the very same tribe of Indians from which it gets its name. And there have been reports from a number of sports teams coming home from away games at night that they hear the strange sounds like children crying even when the campus is empty. And they see the apparition of a body that appears down the hallway. But when it's approached, it vanishes. Also in San Gabriel, the Red Cross Mansion. A number of witnesses have reported seeing and hearing doors close off if people leave them open. The feeling is that someone is politely shutting the doors, and sometimes you can hear soft voices whispering as if they didn't want to disturb anybody. Phone calls are made from rooms that aren't occupied, including the underground tunnel, the basement, and the attic. Kitchen has electricity that goes on and off for no reason. It's thought the spirits are of servants who have spent time working there and then died and went on to wherever. The face of a man has been seen in some windows after the last people leave. But if you go back in to try to find out who he is, you never find anybody. In San Gabriel is the San Gabriel Civic Center. Now, the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium is very long and been a lot of stories of hauntings. I mean, apparently it's got quite an interesting past. Back when it was being built, underground tunnels were built under the length of the building. They were built so that the owner, whose nickname was Uncle John, could go from backstage to the foyer without having to go through the people in the audience. When Uncle John died, the tunnels went unused for years, and when the Depression came along, those tunnels were used as catacombs to house dead bodies. Once they were filled, the catacombs were then sealed off. Now, in the men's restroom in the front, there's a door. When you open that door, you're facing a brick wall. When the crew tried to breach that wall, they got 5 feet, and they were still finding brick. So why would somebody seal a tunnel in more than 5 feet of brick? And nobody will ever know unless they can actually breach it. Now, according to some of the stories, there's a drop that was preserved because it was the only remaining drop from the original stage. Sometime during the Temple City High School musical, that drop swings unintentionally. There's no wind and nobody ever touches it. One psychic who came in said they saw a man swing on the drop. Another story is there are TV monitors on stage left to broadcast what's being shown on stage. 2003, and when they were doing The Music Man, a person was seen in the second story window on one of the houses. A lot of stage crew members, tech crew, and actors saw this man on the TV monitor. Also, many of the audience saw him as well. Problem with that is there's no way for this man to be standing in the second story window because there's no ledge or anything on the inside for him to stand on. It's just a facade. The man was later recognized by somebody who knew him before his death as Uncle John. And there are stories of a little girl who roams the halls and an old stage manager who has been seen in the halls at night. Never tries to bother anybody, just checks, I guess, to make sure everything is okay. Then in San Gabriel is San Gabriel High School. Young student hung himself at the basketball courts, and 2 students died at the wash at the time of the El Nino storm trying to skip school that day. There's a wash not too far from there. Apparently a lot of kids like to go down there and hide out and talk and smoke and what have you. Well, the El Nino storm flooded it. Then there's San Gabriel Mission High School. Bathroom towel dispensers are heard being used, and a girl seen dangling. She had hung herself off of the library balcony. But when you rush up to the balcony to try to see if you can save whoever it is, there's never anybody there. Then there's San Gabriel Mission. In the old church, quite often you'll feel very, very cold, and you can sense something there, but when you search, you never find anything. It's actually a beautiful historical church, but those who spend time there report that they can sense the presence of something. They're just not sure what it is. San Jacinto's, Lyles' pet store. Feathers and fur. Shadows appear in several places and then disappear. An occasional voice is heard, like somebody whispering. An old man with a military-type uniform on staggers through the walkways and seems to appear into certain situations, usually at night. The animals don't react to him, so they must not sense anything. Then in San Jacinto's Vosburgh Cafe Hotel. It's been abandoned for many, many years and has been boarded up, but there have been reports of lights flickering on and off, and those who have managed to get in talk about a presence that they sense. Then in San Jose, there's the AMC Saratoga 14. A presence has been felt very strongly in this 14-screen multiplex. The house lights will flicker on and off. You hear muffled laughter and whispers. Armrests lower and raise themselves up of their own accord, especially in theater 5. Workers report that in the projection booth, a shadowy figure can be seen. Seems to lurk around the projector for number 5, but nobody has any idea who it might be. Then in San Jose's Arbuckle Elementary, according to the story, in the late 1970s, a boy was brutally murdered there. He was stabbed many times in the back, and people say when they pass by at night, they can see him with the knife in his back, strolling the halls. Then in San Jose's the Boys and Girls Club. In the gym, there have been people seen bouncing a ball. A man named Henry died there while he was helping build the gym. And they think the sound of the bouncing ball has something to do with Henry. Then in San Jose's Burnett Academy Middle School, then there's a door in the girls' locker room that leads to a classroom upstairs. According to the story, a long time ago, a girl was running up the stairs, tripped and fell and broke her neck and died. It said you're in the girls' locker room at night, you can hear things coming from the stairwell like somebody falling. A lot of the cheerleaders who are in there changing after basketball games report hearing these sounds. Then there's the Chuck E. Cheese. It's haunted by a little girl who seems to spend her time on the third floor. San Jose's Del Mar High School. 1942, a boy was murdered by his best friend. A lot of people say at about 3:15 in the morning, you hear a boy screaming help on the football field, which is where the murder took place. In fact, some people say you can even see him running down the bleachers trying to escape. Anybody who tries to intercede finds himself alone in the middle of the field. Then there's Dottie's Pond, Bernal. Little girl went to a party, and while there she got mad at her parents. It said that she killed her parents in the barn. And she was so distraught at what she'd done, she drowned herself in the pond so they could all be together in heaven. Some people say at night they can hear her scream for help because, frankly, she really didn't want to drown herself. But when she got started, it was kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then there's Dove Hill Elementary School in San Jose. Said at night, a boy wearing a name tag that says Michael T. appears. He's wearing regular clothes and seems like an ordinary child, but his face is something wrong with it. Instead of features, he has just flat skin. Teachers who work late usually say you see him at night walking on the basketball court. One teacher said she approached him to ask why he was there so late until she saw his face. Then she ran and called another teacher. Ghost turned around and appeared to... Neither one could see anything remotely resembling a face. A group of boys have also said they see lights in the classrooms turn on and off while they're at school late at night. Now, there have been no records of any students dying at this school, but people do talk about the mysterious ghost who hangs out at the basketball courts. Nobody seems to know who Michael T. might be. Then in San Jose's, they are Rancho Verde Apartments. Legend has it In the early 70s, a well-known maintenance employee raped and killed two high school girls in the apartment's main garage. Said that when passing by late at night, you can hear a girl screaming for help. Residents of the area are still spooked by the chills you get when you pass through. San Jose, Evergreen Valley College. Said in the middle of the school, a young lady hung herself, and sometimes at night when people get out of their night classes, they see her hanging. It is a tad disconcerting to see a body hanging from some projection. Then there's the Foxdale Apartments in San Jose. These apartments have been a number of sightings of ghosts. Said they're built on top of an old cemetery, and when the area was cleared for building, they moved the headstones and not the bodies. At one apartment, a young woman hung herself because her family just went off and left her. A number of people who stayed in that apartment have said they've seen her after her death. Then there's the Happy Hollow Park in San Jose. The creek behind the baby zoo at the Happy Hollow Park is haunted by a lady wearing a short red dress with a black belt and a long black hair. It's said in the 1970s she was enticed back there and murdered. Then in San Jose's is the Independence High School. Now, there's a large theater there that's haunted by a presence by the name of George. Legend says he fell off one of the catwalks while he was working. Now his spirit haunts the theater. During presentations, lights switch on and off. Seats pull down and come up when there's nobody sitting in them. And if you're alone in the theater, for example, you're practicing for a show, George loves to play tricks. Fact is, nobody ever died in that theater that we can find records of. No janitors were ever allowed to go up there, nor do they have any reason to. The history, though, behind George, apparently he's been there ever since the theater was built. Nobody really knows where he comes from and what the history of the land might be. There is one story that we have heard. So far, George seems to have three figures, the first being that of a businesslike man who is seen standing against a wall. Second time George appeared, it was to the actors. The techs never saw him, but the actors complain about a little boy running around backstage trying to play ball. The last sightings happened was about not too long ago, witnessed by two people who were alone in the building. They saw a very large man, and he came and sat down and filled up the aisle of the house, which is about 2.5 to 3 feet wide. A week after seeing this figure, one of the witnesses was in the lighting booth and said their friend and they were coming down the stairs of the lighting booth to go talk to the teacher who was at the end of the building, nowhere near the stage or house where the audience sits. So they got halfway down when the whole booth started shaking. They thought it was an earthquake, so they ran and got out of the building, went to their teacher's office, which was located in the same building, asked her if she felt an earthquake. She looked at him and said, "No, what you talking about?" Apparently, George just loves to play tricks. Now, he never harms anybody, but he does scare the crap out of folks. Then in San Jose's Notre Dame High School, a nun a number of years back hung herself off the balcony because she discovered she was pregnant. And as a result, it's now said to be haunted. And the gym, which is no longer in use, has been reported to have spirits that wonder about it. Then in San Jose's, the old horse stables. Said the old owner of the stables is the one that haunts the old barns. They're located behind Yerba Buena High School. A lot of teens go to the old horse barns at night looking for a good scare. They've reported hearing voices and seeing the ghostly figure of a man. Then there's Overfelt High School in San Jose. Been sightings of a janitor who died in the early 80s. Students say they hear his cart being pushed around during the night. The squeak of the wheels, don't you know? Then there's Piedmont Hills High School. Witnesses have seen a girl in the hallway. Her parents are said to have died in a car crash, and she was left in the school, and she was so distraught, she hung herself. Now it said she walks the halls, opening and closing doors, and usually people who are by themselves see her. Then there's San Jose State University. The old gym was used as a collection area for Japanese internees during World War II. Voices and crying can be heard there at night. Witnesses reported seeing a number of figures walking the halls. Then there's Silver Creek High School. The ghost seems to be named Amy. It's a young girl. She haunts the theater at the high school. It says she hung herself inside one of the bathrooms behind the stage. And now she spends all eternity walking to school. Then there's Sloniker Elementary School. A lot of witnesses are reported hearing the sound of children's playing while students are in class. There was a child who was run over and killed by his uncle, and they believe this might be one of the ghosts that haunts the school. Then the Winchester House in San Jose. It's the house that was owned by Sarah Winchester. It's believed to be haunted by Sarah and the spirits of those who were killed by the Winchester Rifles, the gun that won the West. Cold spots have been felt. You see the impression of somebody lying in Sarah's bed. Witnesses reported apparitions, rocking chairs rocking. Some have reported being pushed by unseen hands, and a number of reports have come in of disembodied voices talking and laughing. Then San Juan Capistrano, the old town San Juan 7 train tracks, caboose 1869. There's a red caboose located in the parking lot to the right of the old station. It's part of a restaurant made out of an old train set. The second window from the right, people report seeing a faint light, and they see a face peering through the window late at night. Now, there are no other lights on in the empty caboose. If there was a light on in the caboose, the other windows would have that same glow, but it's always just this one window. Then also, there's the woman in white. She's seen in a park setting near the drinking fountain. It's been a personal experience of a number of people to see her kneeling and praying facing that fountain. Then she'll get up slowly and come towards you with what appears to be a sense of urgency. And right before she gets to you, she fades away. Then there's San Juan Capistrano Mission. Been a number of reports of an Indian girl seen by some at her memorial. Also, witnesses have talked about the shadows of people, and they've heard the sounds of children crying in the cemetery. Apparently, surprisingly, a large number of people buried in what is a surprisingly small space. Then in San Lorenzo, the D Hall of San Lorenzo High School. It's been reported by a lot of janitors and teachers that a little girl walks up and down D Hall and the class is in it with her, carrying her doll. Others also say she moves vending machines, tosses chairs and desks around. According to legend, before the school was built, it was an old cherry field, and the girl's father worked there. One day, she was working in the field and fell asleep while her father was working. Father got in a tractor and started mowing the fields and didn't see her lying among the brush. Ran over and killed her without noticing that the cherry stains on the tractor are actually blood. Later, looked for her and found her dead, cut up where D-Hall now stands. Then San Luis Obispo, Oceano, Black Lake, reports of an old Spanish lady in a black ruffled dress walks around the lake at night. Witnesses report she has no face, just a white glowing light. And finally, Paso Robles, Adelaide Cemetery. Go look for Charlotte's grave. And every Friday night between 10 and midnight, there's a woman ghost who comes to lay flowers on her dead daughter's grave. And if you think that her dead daughter was Charlotte, you're absolutely right. She's been seen as a bright white light, and witnesses have seen a white human-like figure near the gates to the cemetery. Well, we've come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night, and once again, we'll be talking about stories that are strange and unusual. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.